take a seat.
Yeah. Just wait for Angelina and then we'll get started.
Is that Ian coming? Who's that? Got five members.
Well, I've got four plastic dish counters.
A member of the public. Angelina.
Sorry about this.
Sorry, don't worry.
Right, good evening everyone. Thank you for coming along on this horrible evening. Okay, right, lovely. Sorry about that. Yes, the meeting here, Monday, 8th of December, the full council meeting. Before we get going properly, I'll read out the fire notice. In the event of a fire alarm, please evacuate the building. There are three pushbar fire exits in the main rear hall, one each to three sides. Also the main entrance to the front of the building. After leaving the building, proceed to the assembly point, which is located outside in front of the building, where a roll call of evacuated personnel will be made. Okay, we'll start off with apologies for absence.
I've had apologies this evening from Councillor Charters and Councillor Aegis.
Number two, declarations of interest and dispensations. Any declarations this evening?
Yes, one from me. Item 14.
Item 14, the deviation.
That post the briefing from the leader of the council last one, I work for Southend City Council and therefore have a view as an employee, and I am a resident of Roxford District, and probably my views are different as a resident than they are as a
employee.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Nikki has noted that, thank you. Is there no others? Approval of the minutes of the meeting held on the 10th of November, 2025. Everybody? Everybody's happy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eight.
Thank you very much. So we go on to item four. We are going to receive a presentation this evening from, and I apologise for the mispronunciation, okay, Kazen Kai Martial Arts, and represented by Danielle. Yeah. So if you'd like to just say some words.
Hi, my name's Sensei Daniel Joyce. I'm a 6-10 and I'm the head coach of the current England Crafty team. I've had over 43 years experience in martial arts, and I've been teaching karate and kickboxing for over 25 years. I'm a former England national, karate international, won over 450 titles, world, European, British and English titles. I was recently awarded a Dedication of Martial Arts Award at the London International Hall of Fame in Kensington. I've dedicated my teaching to children and adults of Essex for many years, and I'm also a European Ambassador for Fighting for Autism, which is my passion. Which I strongly love, as my sister has autism and ADHD, and that's why I started the club. My mum and sister live in our village, and I'm a support worker in the daytime for my sister, who has severe autism. And I'm in Holbridge many days a week with my sister Jade. That's one thing I love about Holbridge, is the community spirit. It's like family, which I really love. Our plan is simple but meaningful. We want to create a safe and welcoming, inspiring community hub built around the values of discipline, physical well-being, confidence and togetherness. For our high-quality karate and kickboxing classes, we aim to offer something positive for all ages, from children looking to build confidence to adults seeking fitness, structure and community. martial arts centres naturally become places where people come together. They support mental and physical health, giving children and young people a constructive environment and provide families with a positive social space. We've seen firsthand how training can transform lives, improving focus, resilience, self-belief and friendships. This is why we want to bring those benefits directly to Holbridge. For example, I have one student, Kai, who has autism and ADHD. I've been training him since he was only 5 years old. He's now 16, and with me and his parents have worked together as a team. We have overcome many challenges over the years, and we have continued to support Kai as a club. He finally entered the World Karate Championships this year in Sweden, and he came 10th out of 64 competitors. So that's absolutely amazing, so proud. I've supported many children and adults with autism and ADHD over the years, and I continue to do this as well as the families. Under Simon's and myself's leadership, the Pavilion will become more than just a training hall. We want to plan and grow into a vibrant community space with future additions such as refreshments for visitors, families and park users. Our long-term goal is to make the Pavilion a place for people enjoying spending time in, whether they train or with us or simply stop by walking through the park. Thank you for your time and your consideration for the positive impact that this project can bring to the village. As both as an instructor and a Holbridge resident, I'm genuinely excited to help build something great that supports Holbridge and uplifts our community. Thank you. Sorry, I was quite up a second.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, when are you hoping to open up properly then?
Well, at the moment, Simon, who's the head of the organisation, he's actually been looking at the property, so he's basically looking to see what building work needs done, and he's been talking to Rochford Council. So that part, I don't know, because they know the garden, the building works and things like that. So, yeah, we don't know at the moment.
Well, I think we all wish you well.
Oh, thank you.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
And perhaps you'll come back at some point once you've got established and tell us how it's going.
Yeah, because I actually teach the club already in the village. I've been doing it for about 7 months, and we've got many children from the village that have got autism and ADHD, and they've been training with me, and they've come on leaps and bounds. So it's really exciting for me, because I've got you know, a great passion with it because of my sister as well. So, you know, yeah.
The club, you've obviously got neurodiverse.
Yes.
Do you have non-neurodiverse?
Yes, sorry, yeah.
So you have a specialism in that, but it's all...
Oh, yes, sorry, I should have said that. So it's inclusive as well, because where in martial arts you've never really had much regarding autism and ADHD. But yes, we do, so, yeah.
And,
sorry.
No, that's helpful. I didn't know. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor White.
We mentioned the Pavilion. This is in Paul's Lane.
Yes.
And we did actually look at that some years ago.
Yeah.
Going back to pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And it was Councillor Bentley who was actually down there, because we was going to move the actual offices for Barrett David Wilson, going to move that building to there. But obviously it's money.
Yeah.
Because that particular building, although it's got toilets there and so it's the main thing is it's down to the ground, it's got services, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But before you start. But the whole building needs reconstructing.
Yeah.
The whole lot, well, really to be knocked down, you've got the services and then, but there again it would have to be, say, maybe a crowdfunding thing. Crowdfunding idea.
Yeah, I'm sure. Is it Simon?
Simon, yeah.
Simon will be looking into all those aspects of it. But, you know, please do come back at some point in the future. Liaise with Nikki, and it'll be good to hear how you're going. Councillor Marion.
Is it okay if I just give Danielle my card as a district councillor? I don't represent Holbridge. I am on the vice chair of the Communities Committee. I think that's the committee that he's liaising with at the moment. I'll talk to my colleague who chairs the committee that's dealing with the pavilion and just say that you've been a long exception.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And of course, as I've said, if you'd like to apply through us for a grant, then I can send you the information. Oh, for,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank
yes,
you.
Indeed. Now, you're welcome to stay, but if you want to make a quick escape, you know.
You have to apologise, I've been teaching, I've been in office. I've got you in time.
That's all right, no, lovely to see you. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
Okay.
If you don't, I don't know if you want me to stay.
No,
it's entirely up to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right, okay, we'll move on to item 5, which is committees. First of all, 5.1, councillors to note the minutes of the following committees. Environment and Open Spaces on the 12th of November, Planning and Infrastructure and Finance Policy and Appointments both on the 26th of November. Upcoming meetings, we have Planning and Infrastructure, that was meant to be on the 10th of December, but we have, because we've got nothing really to talk about, we've cancelled that till January. We haven't finalised a date for the...
At the Finance Committee we agreed a date of the 21st of January for that.
Right, 21st so of Jan.
That's my thought, not including that. Yeah.
21st of January, yeah.
And finally Planning and Infrastructure again on the 7th of January. So, item 6, Finance. 6.1, councillors to receive and resolve to agree the payments made in November and note the bank statements, bank reconciliations for November, and to agree the clerk has approval to pay any accounts due before the next meeting. Is everybody, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes?
Great.
Everybody's nodding. 6.2, councillors to view, discuss and ratify the draft budget for 26-27. Councillors to note the precept figure will be $266,551 based on a draft tax base figure of $2,690.70 from Rochford. This equates to a 4.5% increase on 25-26. The council will be advised that the January full council of any changes to the tax base figure for agreement prior to submission to Rochford. Whilst there may be a slight change in that figure, it's not likely to be very much, if it happens at all. So I suppose the question is everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. You okay with that, Nikki?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Thank you.
6.3, councillors agree the earmarked reserves for 2026-27. Recommended by the Finance Committee.
I think I will bring these back to full council just before year end, just to make sure that we're happy and we don't need to move anything about. But for now, they've not changed and they've been reviewed by the Finance Committee.
Yeah. Okay, everybody's happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 6.4, councillors receive and review the interim audit report for 25-26 and note no actions are required. This, I think, is very good, and you know, full praise to the office staff, Nikki and Anna and Julie.
Mm-hmm. Well,
would you note that, please? Well done.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Item 7 is public participation. Does anybody want to? Yes.
Is there any update on the footpath where it's falling into the river? Have we heard any news?
We haven't, I'm afraid. I was hoping for a report from Councillor Hoy from this evening as to what might have happened so far from his point of view, but we've not had anything.
Okay.
So.
Mm.
Thank you.
I did email him for an update myself. I've not heard anything. okay, nothing else?
No.
Item 8, District and County Council. To discuss any matters arising?
We have had apologies for Councillor Hoy from this evening as he's attending a meeting at Rochford District Council, but no report.
Nothing new there.
No.
Right. Item 9, Chair and Clerk's report. Well, I did attend the parish council meeting with Rochford, but that's coming up a bit later. And obviously the Christmas fair again, which is going to come up later, so I'll say a few things then. I did go along with Jane at the weekend to the Civic Carol service held in Rochford, which was very nice. That's it. Nikki?
No, I've got no report myself. The staff will be going for their Christmas meal next Thursday, and I just wanted to councillors to know that you were happy for that.
Yes, I'm sorry, I should have said something. As has been the tradition in recent years, my allowance is going towards the cost of the Christmas do. So okay. It's duly noted.
Thank you. But I don't have an official report. Everything that I want to say will be covered in further agenda points.
Yeah. Right. Item 10, village security and security patrols. Councillors discuss and note the monthly reports. Are there any comments? No, we've obviously got Christmas spirit here. item 11, open spaces.
Sorry, there's another members to note the contract has been renewed from the meeting with S-Type.
Members to note that the contract has been renewed. We had a meeting with S-Type. We just went through a few formalities with them and everything is agreed. The contract has been signed. Right, item 11, open spaces. Councillors to receive a verbal report.
Everything's fairly quiet in the open spaces. As you could imagine, during the winter months, we're not doing a great deal. The maintenance staff have planted the winter flowers just to cheer the village up a little bit. We've heard no more on the revetment works that are meant to be happening in Kendall Park, so I'm still waiting information from Rochford District Council on that. Early January, we should start reshelling the footpaths in Kendall Park. But other than that, there's not much to note.
Okay. Nothing else? Okay. 11.2. Councillors to agree the recommendation from the Environment Committee to trial a natural photography stroke artwork competition to replace the best kept frontage garden competition in spring summer 2026. I think the feeling here was that the best kept frontage was really a non-competition despite best efforts to try and generate it, because probably three quarters of the properties in the village don't have a real frontage as such. And so the committee looked at this and come up with the idea of a photography and artwork competition, and that seems to be been received with good favour so far. So, I don't know what other councillors think. Have you got any comments?
No, I think it's a good idea.
The idea is it could be rolled out to adults and children alike and have different categories that could be looked at, and then work could be displayed following.
What we thought is we wanted something that would really engage as much of the local community as possible, and something like this has an appeal, as Nikki said, across the ages. David?
Would there be one win or best of three?
I don't know.
I think we need a bit more work on it.
I think we'll flesh it out at the committee as to how it's going to look.
I think the idea was to see, first of all, whether this was something that would get favour from yous, and then, as Nikki said, we'll work out on the nuts and bolts of it going forward.
I was just to say, it does say here as well, that I think, that it's still based on a natural environment, isn't it? Around nature at all different times.
Yeah.
Just to note that the flower show, which is held in September, they have a category of photography and it's children's artwork, but I think this will be slightly different.
I think so, yeah. But we'll bear that in mind when the committee sits and talks about it. Okay, so everybody's happy with that?
Yeah.
Good. 11.3, councillors to note that Rochford District Council have launched a neighbourhood team service who deliver the services previously provided by the Highway Rangers. Rochford have advised if there are things you want addressed, let your ward councillors know. Deathly silent.
I think one of the big things is the cycle track that goes along the Holbridge Road. That has not been cleared for years, plus the safety barrier along there with the Arris rails along there, that's not been put back. I mean, I know we do our end, but it's the middle bit that should be done by highways that's not being addressed.
Okay, well, we can pass that on to our district councillors.
Mm.
Well, I mean, are they meeting on this next Saturday at the library?
I don't know.
Don't know, we've not had any confirmation one way or the other.
Well, if they are, I shall go there and meet them.
Okay.
And have a word with them, because obviously it's getting unsightly as you drive in.
I think that's the idea, that the neighbourhood team will carry out those kind of work. So, yeah, it's good to highlight it.
Obviously, one side of Holbridge Road comes under Rawrenth, and the other side, it's...
Well, some of it is ours and some of it is...
Yeah. And it doesn't get addressed, and it looks an absolute mess. Plus, the farmer, all he's done, is actually dug out his ditches, so he's got drainage from his land. But the trouble is when it really comes down, and we're expected to have quite a downpour in the next few days, it can be quite dangerous coming down Holbridge Road, because the water's not draining off into the ditches as it should do.
Well, we'll do our bit. We'll contact our district councillors again, because I know we've done this before, but we'll follow the procedures that we've been asked to follow and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Right, item 12, the Christmas event, 2025. Item 112.1, councillors to receive a report back from the recent event. Nikki.
I think it was a huge success. I'd like to thank all the councillors that were there and helped on the day, and all the volunteers that we had. It went really, really well. I'm really proud of the team. We put a lot of work in before the day to make that sort of come together, but we couldn't bring it all together if it wasn't for everybody that helps. It was a bit rainy beforehand, and we were a bit worried that it wasn't going to be successful, but lucky it stopped
at three o'clock,
and then it was lovely. We had good footfall. We've had good comments back, I'm positive for next year's event.
Yes, I just like to say that, as I was a bit hesitant at the beginning because the weather had been so awful earlier in the day, and things were a bit slow, but by the end there were lots of people there, and I think it was quite very successful. Before I hand over to my colleague there, I would just like to say a personal thank you to Nikki and the team for all your hard work, and please pass that on.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Echo what you said. Just a question, because last year there was some comment, not saying adverse, with the community centre. Feedback from them?
I haven't had any actual feedback from them. I think that they hosted the Santa's Grotto, and as far as I know, that went quite well. I'd like to speak with them at our next Events and Leisure to find out how they feel about it, and what, you know, how we then progress into next year. But they've already booked in the date for their diaries for next year, so they're intending to come along, which is good.
So I think the fact that there hasn't been a comment, I think we can take it.
Yes, I think so. I think it'll be
positive.
And we're working together, so.
Yeah, just to echo the feel from, where I looked at it was excellent.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I was just sort of from that. I think it had a nicer feel that both were open. The flow was there, it felt nice, didn't it?
A much better atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I should have said also, as well as obviously congratulating the office team and the councillors who came along on the day, was a big help. Thank you very much to them also. Item 12.2, councillors receive an update on the Christmas parcels delivery.
This is going very well. The Co-op again provided the food that we pay for it, but they like give a contribution towards it, and they got it in to us very early this year, so we've been able to get parcels out in a nice steady fashion rather than a big rush at the end. So it's going very well. I think we're more than halfway through now.
I'd just like to say, as well as the co-op and their cooperation over the last few years, I also want to say a thank you to Stork UK, who most of you won't have heard of, but they are people who produce confectionery. They're best known is Werther's Original. It came about actually last year in a natural conversation with my daughter, my youngest daughter, who works for the company. And I said that we did this every year for the over 80s. And she thought this was a good idea, took it back to her people. And they said they would be supportive, but unfortunately it was so close to Christmas last year, nothing could be arranged. But this year they have provided some stuff that's gone into the parcels. And I'd like to say also, not for any sort of self worth or anything, but the company was so impressed with what we're doing here, and I know it's not unique to here, but they're going to roll it out as a bigger program to other parish councils next year. So that will benefit a lot more people elsewhere. So 13, policies and procedures for leases. Councillors to review and agree the following. Standing orders, sections 11 to 20.
Agree.
Everybody happy?
Yeah.
Okay. 13.2, councillors to review and agree the following policies and procedures reviewed by the relevant committees.
Agree.
We'll go through them individually, because I know there may be a few comments. Complaints procedure, code of practice.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. Disciplinary stroke grievance policy.
That's the one I wanted to mention.
Do you want?
I read this today. I'm very late, I apologise, but I realised that in this there's a very slim nod to unsatisfactory work performance, which would normally come under capability. But the only way it seems within this policy of dealing with any sort of capability issues is through the disciplinary procedure rather than a supportive, nurturing approach. So I have very briefly mentioned it to Nikki beforehand. I think we need to look at this and see if there's an alternative where we can use a disciplinary and a capability procedure.
I will take a look into this and bring it back to the next meeting.
Okay. Right, so we go on. Next.
On that basis then, that's not accepting that, or are we accepting this and then looking at capability?
This will stand until I then bring something new to the January full council, hopefully, with a capability.
We have a good look at them all and then just check that.
So I'd advise that this stays in place, and then I will work. I'll see what other parish councils do for the capability. I think it's been modernised since that.
It's 2014. Yeah. This one. Yeah. So, but you would have thought they'd have both then. I don't know.
Point well made.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next one is employees' responsibilities. No? Okay. Equal opportunities, accident and emergencies, community engagement. The only thing which you probably know anyway is when we open on Fridays, that will have to be just be tweaked.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. IT and email policy. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. Right, item 14, devolution local government reforms. Councillors to receive an update from the recent parish meeting with Rochford. I went along to this with Jane, as neither Nikki nor Connor could attend. there was not much actually spoken about local government reform itself, because there isn't much happening with regards to that at the moment, other than you will have seen the survey that is going out about, to residents of Essex as to the different schemes and which one, there are four schemes currently being proposed and what their views are on those four schemes. And we have to bear in mind that even the government could change that themselves later on.
Yeah, I think we cover that in 14.3.
Yeah. Most of the meeting, to be fair, was taken up with the community governance review. And again, you've all heard about that, so you've had paperwork on this one. We got a bit more background to this, and that one of the intentions of Rochford is to try and get this through as quickly as possible, with the intent of making the position of town and parish council stronger when it comes to the new unitary authorities. And that led into a discussion about various assets. There was a bit of, I won't say disquiet, but there were a few parish councils there who obviously had their eyes on certain assets within their areas. What they were hoping for is that they, because you have to put a business case for those assets, that they would get some special favour, but it was made quite obvious that's not going to be the case. You could lose out to a commercial venture, whatever is considered to be the best option. And a lot of parishes were a bit unhappy about that, but that's the way the law is, so that's the way they'll have to do it. Councillor White.
What did they mention about the mayoral elections? Because if we are lumped into Castle Point, Basildon and Thurrock, if we are, that goes that way. The mayoral elections, as I mentioned before, it depends how the votes go in those communities, which could sort of, you could have a person from Basildon become the mayor and everything seems to go to Basildon as opposed to coming out to the Thurrock's got a massive £1 billion debt, which costs £45,000 a week, right, in interest payments. Are we going to inherit all that as well?
Well, we're coming on to that in a minute, and I'll say a few words about that in a moment. I don't think, Jane, can you remember if I covered pretty much everything?
Yes, I think so. They explained the bits I took from it, because I hadn't been to one of these before, was very heavily with the governance review that Rochford really support their town and parish councils. They want their town and parish councils to be in as good a position as they possibly can be going forward. I very much picked up on that message more than anything.
I think one of the things, there seems to be some uncertainty out there from the government, mixed messages about community councils. Certainly the minister has stated a few times that he doesn't think there's any point to town and parish councils, he wants his community councils. But he seems to be, as far as I'm aware, a minority of one. But what the aim is to say, well, we don't need your community councils because we've got good, strong town and parish councils here in Rochford. That's, I think, what they're trying to do, one of the aims. Okay, so
just on the point that Paul mentioned, there seems to be news that the elections for the mayor won't happen until 2028.
That's correct. That is correct. Said it, yeah.
And that happened. That announcement was made after the meeting here. There wasn't, I don't think, to be quite fair, I don't recall any discussion about the mayoral elections. That was because they wanted to talk about, you know, the local government reforms and the other matters that I outlined. But the situation is there will be an election in 2028 at the moment for a mayor. Now, we have to recognise that no matter who that mayor is and where they come from, there may always be accusations that they favour their particular area. But who knows? We don't know who the mayor will be. There are, I think, a few candidates who are already declared, but I don't know whether they're looking at their position given that the elections have been put back. We'll have to wait and watch and wait and see.
Yes, I have to say, I think it's a very bad situation that we've never been, nobody's been consulted over whether we want a mayor. Personally, I think it's an imposition that Blair introduced, one of his worst decisions, and that there's nothing wrong with the structure of local government, that a collective decision-making process by councils is far, far better than a single person with a huge amount of authority.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily disagree with the essence of what you're saying, but the fact is that the government have decided that's what they're going to do and they have a significant majority, so it will happen. So,
14.2.
That was, where are we?
So you're at 14.2 now.
Yeah, so we've done that, haven't we?
Well, I would like to strongly advise councillors...
Oh, yes,
..to complete the community governance review. I know that Councillor Hampstead has. She has already written to us about that. It's running until January 2026. There is a link here, or we can provide you with a hard copy if you want to come into the office and do that. It's quite important because it does talk about parish and town councils. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, as we are a parish council, it's really important that we fill this out from our point of view. And also to note that as part of the community governance review, there will not be a boundary review, which we initially thought there might be, and that we would be looking at the new estate because part of the housing falls under Rawruth. But that's apparently not being carried out as part of this community governance review. This is just for the parish and town councils.
Yeah. They did say that there may be a boundary review after the unitaries have been set up. But that's not a definite, it's a maybe. But at this moment in time, there won't be one.
Didn't they say there had been one done fairly recently?
They said there'd been one done recently.
What recently means, I don't know. But they did, I remember that phrase.
But they said there'd be no changes.
Okay.
But yes, both with this and the next item, they're encouraging as many people as possible to participate. They're also keen for, particularly with regards to the unitary authority, that we make our own individual submissions, and that we also send in one on behalf of the parish council.
Yes, so that's 14.3, that's kind of worded in there.
Chair?
Yeah. Now, that consultation runs until the 11th of January. Councillors are to agree a majority decision to be submitted from the Parish Council and to note response sent to Roxford District Council from the Steering Committee. This is something that we had to put together at very short notice. Have all councillors seen that?
It was included in your Parish Council packs that the Steering Committee submitted to Councillor Belton, wasn't it, for the four unitary model, which was Rochford, Chelmsford...
Rochford, Chelmsford, Maldon and Brentwood.
So the LDR Steering Committee lent their support to that. But obviously they would like the Parish Council to support...
They, not just us, all parish and town councils. Yeah. To make a one from the parish council. Now, that may differ slightly from your own personal views, but
Well, that's the view I've already submitted, and I'd like to move that we support that option. The option of going in with Southend would be an utter disaster for our district. It would see the end of our green belt and the urban sprawl of Southend spreading right through our district. So the only one that I could see that actually satisfied and sort of fell in with the colour and the flavour of our district was that option that you've just described. I think we should all support that.
So,
I move that. I hope we've got a second.
Is everybody happy? David, Paul, sorry.
If you look on your side and that, and I'm reflecting on the number of like plots of land that have been offered up by Rural, as well as...
That's something different. Yeah. That is different.
We need a seconder for Councillor Flack's proposal so that we can move on.
I will settle over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody's in agreement with that. Yeah. What you're talking about there is to do with the call for sites. Now, that will be coming up in the new year. We'll be talking about that planning first of all, and then we'll come to full council. Yes, Steve and then David.
We're really looking to be formal on that, because that there was a proposer, a seconder, and a comment saying, "Is everybody agreed?" I have abstained from that.
One abstention. David.
It was mentioned that Brentwood would be in the proposed area. Wouldn't that be an issue with resources for the local authority, because it's not adjacent to the other councils? Normally councils board of other areas, where Brentwood's some distance away.
We already work with Brentwood, don't we?
Yeah, but administratively, yeah. But
yeah, but what is in the Rochford proposal, it's Sales, Malden, yeah. Chelmsford, and Chelmsford board of Brentwood.
Oh, right, fair enough, yeah. Okay.
Brentwood. Yep. Okay. Everything else? Lovely, thank you.
Don't we need to take a vote?
Would you like to?
Okay, well, let's formalise it. Well, you know we have one abstention. Everybody else, show of hands, please. Are you for or abstaining?
Abstain.
You're abstaining.
Okay.
Two abstentions.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Right, moving on to item 15, representatives to outside bodies. Holbridge Community Association?
Yes. Unfortunately, they've had to cancel the last two catch-up meetings, but I have spoken to them verbally about the event on the 29th, and they were really pleased with how it went from their perspective, but I'll obviously learn more. Preschool are doing really well. Thank you very much to those councillors who have supported them by buying a raffle ticket. I have some more here if you need them. That will be pulled on the at the party, which is the 12th of December, 15. Which I'll be attending. 15th, sorry. Monday the 15th, yeah.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Windermere Centre.
They had a very successful craft fair on the 22nd of November that did very well. Their Christmas party is on Saturday afternoon. They did have a meeting on the 26th of November, but unfortunately I couldn't attend, but Councillor Hampstead did attend for me.
Yes.
So I'll pass it over to you.
Thank you very much. yes, it was a very long, interesting meeting, and they gave an outline of their proposed maintenance for the coming year. Lots and lots.
Can I suggest
the wire
fell on Julie and I when we arrived?
Just as an update to what Councillor Walsh said, they actually made £1,138.
That's great.
At the bazaar. It was very packed. Yeah. It was really packed. There's a whole list of different things that they want to do. They're updating. And the future works, one of which, I'll just tell you this one quickly, on the roof apparently there's a little room that needs to be taken down, but they're going to talk about that at some point. I'm sure they'll come and talk to you, Vicky.
Okay, Rochford 100.
No meeting.
No meeting, no. There's one in, is it January?
January.
Yeah. Holbridge Library.
The Salvation Army Christmas concert is happening on the 17th of December, and the Children Craft Afternoon on the 20th. Everybody's welcome.
Yes. Okay, lovely. Crouch Valley Coastal Community, Dave?
Well, they had a meeting, but they didn't tell me about it until the day before. And so I didn't know.
They didn't tell me.
It's a shame.
There are some minutes, but I haven't looked at them yet. They've only just come out this week.
Right, Riverside Primary School? Oh, Connor's not here, is he?
Super Joe, is there any update about the lollipop lady?
We arranged flowers to be sent to her, which I think will be coming next week as she finishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm.
I know the head teacher spoke to me. She was there and she was very pleased at the reception her pupils got from their choir. She's very proud of them. Right, police, security, neighbourhood watch. David?
Not much to report because we don't have police meetings now. I did mention to the clerk that there's several issues that I would like to, that are outstanding, that need to be addressed in the new year. And we're going to have a meeting prior to putting it to full council when we come up with some recommendations about possible police council surgeries, etc.
Okay. Good. Right, Riverside Medical Centre.
No updates really, Chair. It's just still aiming to open in April 2026.
Mm. Mark Francois, who was at the Christmas fair, more or less reiterated. He seems to think it might be a bit longer than that, but he made a point of saying, you know, yeah, he's got his finger on the pulse. Excuse the pun.
Chairman, I've not seen the practice manager to be able to ask. Quite usually I see the practice manager, but I haven't seen him for a while, so that's a bit of a shame, because usually when I see him, I sort of grab him and say, well, what's happening? Mm.
He does. I do email him before every meeting to see if there's any updates, but not so far.
Mm. Thanks, Sue.
I reassured Mark Francois that we on the planning committee are keeping it eyes open for the application coming through. Right, transport.
That's me. I'm afraid I couldn't attend the transport meeting when it came to it. They have sent out the slides, which I haven't had a chance to look at in detail. But I think this is something we need to perhaps put onto a committee, I'm not sure which one to talk about, to decide how we want to try and take buses forward in this area, whether it's something we do need to ask.
Okay, yeah.
You know, whether we want to do any research with residents or whether we leave it as it is.
Okay.
Perhaps if you liaise with Nikki.
We'll have a chat about where that's the best place to go.
Right. Parish councillors? Any other information? Right, okay, good. Right, so item 16. The next meeting will be held here on Monday the 12th of January at 7:30. If anybody, any councillors do have any items they want to put on that agenda, then please send them to the office at least 10 working days before that meeting. So on that point, I'd like to say to everybody, you know, I hope you all have a very good Christmas and New Year, and to the people who turned out tonight, I hope you have a nice time. Did we get any refreshments?
There's some at the end there that I've told people to help themselves to.
Yeah, so we've got a few refreshments at the end there if you'd like to partake before you leave. So have a good Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.